This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
We're back!
Figuratively speaking, and go back to some of the very first songs that we learned on our early journeys as musicians.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name too.
For this next part, we'd like to invite you to stand up and follow along.
That's the Newfangled Four.
Oh, they're a very funny group and they're making a great name for themselves.
Well, it's the only name they've got.
Well, so they may change it. You never know.
That's true. You never know. So anyway, welcome to Harmony Waikato.
Yes, welcome. What did you say your name was?
Mike.
Oh, and
I'm the Mike Tester. And you're Richard.
How cool. Yes, I'm Richard, and we are Harmony Waikato.
There's some things you can't say on here.
We have a great show for you today, which Mike has put together, so I'm taking no responsibility for it whatsoever.
So, nothing new there then.
What have you got for us, Mike?
Well, we're continuing with our comedy theme that we started last week, so I thought we would try one that's an old favourite.
Uh-huh.
Cardiac Arrest.
Oh, Cardiac Arrest, they all love them.
Now, you have several choices.
Oh, I get to choose.
Yes, only I've chosen for you. So we're going to do one. The first one of these that I ever heard was actually Darkness on the Delta. So anyone that knows that song,
yes,
this is the parody version.
A good old barbershop standard.
Yes. And it's like most of these, unfortunately, some of them do have some sight gags in them. But, hey, you can go on YouTube and you can watch it later on.
Or you can use your imagination.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is your captain, and he's the captain, we're the crew. Welcome aboard Delta Flight 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 502. We'll fly at 30,000. Not a sign of any squall. Tonight there'll be no squall. Destination Philadelphia. With any luck at all, when it's darkness on the Delta and we don't know where we are, we can tell ya it's Philadelphia, but we may be somewhere over Zanzibar too far. When it's darkness on the Delta and there's no moon out at all, could be Boston, could be Austin, could be even Minneapolis, St. Paul. Gentlemen and ladies, here's the captain speaking. On the cabin mic, say listen. I don't want to bore you, I got a question for you. Does anybody know what Philadelphia looks like? Is it pie-shaped? Is it Y-shaped? Can you give me any clue? Someone said it resembles my shape. I don't think it necessarily is true. Listen, even though I just turned on the seatbelt sign, we're doing fine, real fine. Confusion here is spreading. We're not sure where we're heading. The good news is we're making excellent time. When it's darkness on the Delta, that's the time we're feeling fright. When it's darkness on the Delta and you're wishing you were trained to fly at night. It's so dark outside those windows late at night. Late at night.
second.
But wait, there's more.
Come in, down the 502. This is Philadelphia Tower, and I'm calling, calling you. Radar showed him yesterday on the way from York, PA. My, oh my, where can he be? Where can he be? I'm looking for that Delta bird. Haven't heard not a word since he called from Sault Ste. Marie, Sault Ste. Marie. When I asked him for his position, he said, sitting down, I got a heart condition. 502, where are you? Somewhere out there in the blue. Has anybody seen my bird, my bird?
I've seen her.
By the way, York, PA's only 80 miles away. Has anybody seen
my bird,
my Delta bird? He said they hit some rain over Spain. It cleared in Beirut. He said Iran was hot, Tibet was not. Then they sent out for Chinese food. Mom was gone, and they stopped to visit Mom. Has anybody seen my bird? Well, you can strike me down, here they come. Don't we feel great? They only lost one wheel and only 40 hours late. He's too low, that's no good.
Could he?
Would he? Yeah, he would. He said he hasn't seen Bombay, gone away again. Anybody seen my Delta bird?
What a great group.
Cordia Caress. I know it was there said, and I kind of think you have to play those two together.
Right.
So, a bit of fun.
Mm.
Sure. So, yeah, we're continuing our comedy theme, having a bit of fun.
Well, good for you.
Mm.
Great, so, somebody is.
What would you like next, Richard?
Something funny. Can you manage that?
I don't know. I thought that was reasonably funny, but hey. We might stick with the flying theme in that case.
All right.
And why don't we go towards Stormfront.
Stormfront.
Come fly, come fly with me.
Oh, I thought it was you flying into a storm.
It's Pride. Final time, yeah, 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 come fly with me, this song won't go away, throw it away, it's overused and deserves some booze from here to far Bombay, come fly with me, it's time to dance and sway, what's with the sway, can you explain why everyone snaps here? It's quite passé, and it's so cliché, but they clap for snaps each year.
And bass solos make all the ladies cheer.
Thank you! Mike O'Neill.
It was sung by
Real Time. They were suave and debonair. By OC Ties, full of sexy flair.
Now it's sung by
Lunch Break. Two of us have lost our hair. He's a square. Then there's Shane. He looks like Newman.
It's like Seinfeld.
We despise that tenor tiddly.
Please cheer for me.
A Polaroid? Yeah. Woo!
Is gratuitous, and we hope you will agree. It's time to put this song out of its misery. Come fly with me, please won't you go away?
Arrivals to lunch break, I think.
Funniest part for me was the fact that that's from a CD, so I can't see what they're doing either. No idea.
Oh, dear. Well, all the radio with pictures people will be very happy.
Indeed. One of the things that we've seen lately a lot in the finals, the top 10, is takeoffs and parodies of being in the top 10 or places or other
right.
quartets.
Yes.
Seems to have become a life of its own.
A lot of leg pulling going on.
Well, indeed. And there's actually one group that started that. They were Stormfront, by the way. They also did a parody one called We've Grown Accustomed to Third Place.
Oh, yes.
Before they won. So let's have a go with that one, shall
right.
we?
Yeah, why not?
Since we like Stormfront.
Yeah.
Finding third place was not just a game. It came after years of torture and pain. Someone kept changing the book of the rules, so we finally resorted to acting like fools. These days we find ourselves wondering a lot. Whether first place will find us or not. But if we don't win it all, that's okay too. We suddenly realize something so true.
Use your imaginations, folks.
Because we can't see what's going on either.
Great choice, Mike. Great choice.
What's up? I'll look them up so I can give you some running commentary one day.
This must be good.
We should have listened to this first. The joy of playing things from CDs.
I hope our one listener won't be offended.
I've got more than that now.
Have we?
Yeah, it's doubled.
We've grown accustomed to third place. We sing six songs but never win. We've grown accustomed to the jeers that say maybe next year. Sound great, loafy, nice suits. Who's he? It's second nature to us now, like watching these guys fall asleep. Look at them laying there. Last year we traveled round the country. It was fun to play the kook. Everybody told us that third place was just a fluke. We've grown accustomed to the yarns when people see our bronze. Accustomed to third place. We could grow accustomed to first place would be so great. How nice it'd be someday to win, to someday win. We'd grow accustomed to the fact that they can't take it back. The wine, the cheese, the AICs would have to cater to us now, just like the ox and Connolly. If we could one day be your champs and be so lucky just to win, once we were past champs, we wouldn't try to win again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. And again.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, I need to apologize to the judging panel. Gentlemen, my apologies. I kind of forgot you went back and reviewed the rules. You're not interested in hearing talking on the contest stage anymore unless it has something to do with the song, and we keep it brief. Brief, of course, being Abnal's definition, you do it all in one breath.
Sing on chapter shows, sing last on afterglows, accustomed to first. We would probably trade third place if we could be first.
And that was Stormfront.
Yes, yeah. And they did eventually win. 2010, they were the international champions.
And they, when did they come to New Zealand? Must have been a couple of years later, I think. Yeah.
Before my time. Well, in between my time.
I remember them well. Yes. A great group.
So, carrying on with our theme of comedy, and we don't have a lot of time left, so I thought I'd give a little bit of lunch break to finish off with today.
Right.
And this is, it's titled The Worst Baritone Part Ever.
That must be pretty terrible.
I'm gonna leave till I die. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna fill my cup until my number's up. I'm gonna live until I die. They're gonna say, hey, what a guy. I'm gonna play for the sky. I'm gonna miss a thing. I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live until I die.
Look who's a leader on the scene.
I'm an angel, but until then, glory, hallelujah, dead.
Gonna fly, I'll take a chance, riding high. Take this town and turn it upside down. Live till I die.
What's going on there?
Now, for those that know the visuals, you'll notice that one by one the parts fell out. The character playing Death came in behind and slowly, one by one, killed them all off except for the baritone part, who eventually killed off Death.
So, that's so appropriate.
The
baritone part would kill anybody.
Baritones live forever. Yeah.
They shouldn't be tied to a tree and made to listen to bassists singing out of tune.
Well, could we find any bass? No, couldn't.
Oh, couldn't happen here.
So we're done for the day.
Okay.
We're finished with that. And we will come back in a couple of weeks' time and add a little bit more humour to brighten up your day in the barbershop style.
Well, that will be just fine.
I thought so.
So this is me, Richard, and him. What's your name again?
Mike. Thank you.
Oh, well done. Fare thee well.
Something today. Bye.
Wrong one.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.